Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
You come to the book of Matthew, chapter number 26. I was reading back through the book of Matthew this week, and if you're doing the 21-day challenge with us that I challenged our church with, you're into the book of Mark now. You started into the book of Mark on Friday night and yesterday, but as I was coming back through the book of Matthew this week, man, I got to chapter number 26, and I really just got bound down in chapter number 26. You know, chapter number 26 is I would say it this way, it's a very disappointing chapter whenever you come to it. What I mean by that is in the life of Jesus, whenever you think about Jesus Christ, there is what we consider the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is this: He was a man just like you and I. There's also the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you that's heard me preach long at all, you've heard me say these things, but the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ is simply this: He was as much God as God is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus was God in the flesh. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Bible says in Genesis that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. When you study God right there, it's uniplurality. It's what that means. Yeah. In other words, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He said, let us make man in our own image. So who is the us? It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The deity of Jesus Christ does not have a beginning and will not have an end. Can I get an amen right there? The humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ does have a beginning and did have an end. Can I illustrate it this way? Jesus, whenever you read through the Gospels, we learn about His life. And Jesus, I was reading this just this week, when the disciples was in that great storm, and Jesus was asleep on a pillow in the bottom of the ship. Man, the disciples thought they was going to die. They thought it was all over with. And Jesus was asleep on a pillow. You know what that shows us? It shows us His humanity. He's asleep. But watch this. In the same passage, they awake Jesus. And Jesus says, peace be still to the storm. And you know what happens? Hey, all of the waters that day was at calm. There was a peace went over it that day. What is that? That is the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I say His humanity, when we read chapter number 26, in His humanity, it had to be disappointing. Yeah, Brother Matty, I had to be disappointing for the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read chapter number 26, you'll find that He talks about Peter and what Peter's going to do. And He says in verse number 40, and He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto them, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He knows that Peter, before it's all said and done, is going to deny the Lord. And He's saying to him, Peter, I've brought you up here to pray because temptation's coming your way. What a disappointment to Christ that it had to be that they went to sleep that night. But the greatest disappointment in chapter number 26 starts in verse 47. Look with me. And while He yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Hold him fast. Verse number 49 is where I want to draw the text. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. I want to preach on this thought for just a few minutes with the help of the Lord this morning. Kissing the door to heaven and going to hell. Kissing the door to heaven and going to hell. Whenever we read this passage and we begin to think about Judas today, there's a lot said in the Word of God about Judas. Matter of fact, as I read my Bible this week, I studied on the life of Judas and read numerous passages about Judas. Here is what I found out about Judas. I found out that besides Peter, there's more said about Judas than any other disciple in the Word of God. But I also found this out, that almost every time something is said about Judas, it is in reference to him betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, preacher, you said he kissed the door to heaven but went to hell." Listen to what the Bible said in John chapter number 10, verse number 9. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find a pasture." Who is he talking about right there? It's Jesus talking, and Jesus is saying this. If you're ever going to make it to heaven, if you're going to make it to life eternal in the kingdom of God, then you're going to come by me. Judas kisses the door to heaven that day. Dies and goes to hell. When I study the life of Judas, I'm reminded of what the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Watch this. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Listen, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." There's two words in that passage of Scripture that magnify that passage. It's the word "many" and it's the word "depart." You know what he's saying? He's saying this. There's going to be a lot of people that when they stand in the presence of God one day, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, there'll be numerous people that day that'll say, "Lord, we've done this. Lord, we've done that." And he'll say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." If you want to think about works today, I believe that we could all agree that Judas did more probably than any of us will ever do. It was Judas that for 3.5 years, 3.5 years, walked beside the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Judas that watched everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did. It was Judas that watched him heal the sick, make the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. It was Judas that watched him raise the dead from the grave. It was Judas that watched him cast out demons. But yet, Judas, I really believe in all of my heart, is dead and in hell today. Some believe that Judas went to heaven because of Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 3, where they read that Judas repented. But when you study the word out, it does not mean that he repented for being a sinner. Although every day for 3.5 years, he had many chances to do that. The word means that he was in remorse. In other words, he wanted to remove from his conscience. He wanted to remove from his mind. He wanted to remove from his memory that he was the man that sold out the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about this with me by way of introduction. Judas was the man that betrayed Christ, but Jesus predicted the betrayal of Judas. Jesus himself, John chapter number 13, verse number 21 says, "One of you shall betray me." In the upper room, the night before the crucifixion, Jesus predicts the betrayal of Judas. I thought about this. There's the pollution in the prediction. Whenever you study the Bible out in John 13, you'll find that the Bible says, "This year are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean." In other words, he says that he's unclean. Matter of fact, in John chapter number 6, in verse number 70, when he also predicts the betrayal, he says that he is a devil. The pollution in the prediction. You see, Jesus called Judas what he really was. We have a problem in our society today, and I hope you don't fall out with me, but we have a problem in our society today wanting to water down the truth. No, sin is still sin. Wrong is still wrong. Right is still right. If it was sin 40 years ago, it's sin today. There was the pollution in the prediction. But watch this, there was the prophecy in the prediction. The Bible said in John 13, verse number 18, that the Scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Can I say something to you today? The day that Judas betrayed Jesus, it did not take God by surprise. God knew what was going to happen that day. Not only did God know what was going to happen that day, Jesus knew what was going to happen that day because Jesus predicted that it would happen. And when we think about this prediction, it is the prophecy in the prediction. You see, throughout the Old Testament, matter of fact, if you go all the way back to the book of Psalms, you'll find that there is a prediction that somebody will sell the Lord Jesus Christ out. And in order for the Bible to prove itself true, prophecy had to be fulfilled that day. But I show you this, and then I'm going to preach to you the pain in the prediction. The pain in the prediction. The Bible said this in verse 21 of John 13. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." The Bible says that he was troubled in spirit. Let me tell you the reason Jesus was troubled in spirit that day. Here's the reason why. Are you hearing me? Because he loved Judas. Jesus loved Judas. Jesus knew, and I don't want to get too deep and over your head. But I'm going to say, Jesus knew what Judas would do, yet Jesus still gave Judas a chance to be saved. Judas, you say, "Preacher, do you think Judas really could have got saved?" The Lord's not slack concerning his promises concerning, or the Lord is long-suffering. Thus, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Absolutely, Judas could have got saved. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. But Judas chose himself to sell the Lord Jesus Christ out. And I'm going to tell you something. It broke Jesus' heart when he done that. Here's what we do today. A lot of times we'll sit back and we'll say this, "Well, man, I can't believe that Judas sold the Lord Jesus Christ out." Can I ask you a question today? Are you selling the Lord Jesus Christ? How many times do we do that? I'm not talking about our salvation, but how many times do we allow other things to take the place of God in our life? Amen. Jesus loved Judas. I thought about this. You ever tried to help somebody? You ever tried? My wife and I was talking the other day, and this is just what I told her. I said, "I there ain't nothing I can do to help them. I've tried, Brother Jonathan. I know in your work and what you do, there's been times that in 17, 18 years of law enforcement that there's been times when you've seen the same person over and over and for 17 years over and over and over and over and over. And you've tried your best to help them. You've tried to do this. You've tried to do that. But there comes this time where people's got to help themselves." Amen goes right there. When they're holding up a sign, "We'll work for food," and everybody around you's hiring. Hello, Tokyo. That got real quiet and real dead when I said, but it's the truth. People don't want to help themselves. I'm going to tell you something. Judas had all the chances in the world, But he chose within himself to not accept Christ. And it caused pain to the Lord Jesus Christ. Three things and we'll go home. Kissing the door to heaven and going to hell. Number one, I see the crime of Judas. I see the crime of Judas. I was studying this week and I was reading different books on this passage of Scripture, and one of the writers said this. He was talking about the betrayal of Judas, and he likened it to a man by the name of Edward Joseph Snowden. I don't know if you've ever heard of Edward Joseph Snowden, but if you haven't, you're to go home and look him up and read about him. If you'll study the man Edward Joseph Snowden, you'll find out that in 2013 he was working for NSA and the CIA. And during that time, you'll find that he ended up having a lot of, and without going into just great detail, a lot of information about the United States. And he gets on an airplane and he flies to a place called China. And he leaks the information to China. Whenever he leaks the information to China, you'll find out that the United States revoked his passport and took out charges against him for betraying our country. And before they could get to him, he gets on another plane and flies to a place called Russia. And when he gets to Russia, they actually detain him in the airport for over a month and began to question him because they realized his bad passport. They began to question him, and he begins to leak the same information to Russia about the U.S. And to make a long story short, today he and his wife and two children are citizens of Russia. Today, and of course they know better than to ever come back to America. When we think about that today, I don't know about you, but I love America. I love the country that I live in. Amen goes right. You say, well, I just don't think much about America. Well, fly to Russia then and live with him over there. I love America. I love our country. No, our country's not what I grew up in, but I'm praying that God send a nationwide revival to America. That's what it's going to take. But when you think about the loathsome act that he done in betraying our country to another country, man, how low that was. But hear me and hear me well. Even lower than that, words cannot describe the way that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. The very man that washed his feet. The very man that night, John chapter 13, when he washed his disciples' feet, he knew what was fixing to happen. He knew what Judas was going to do. Yet Judas still betrayed him, and Jesus still loved him. I want you to hear me and hear me well. Whenever we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever we betray the Lord Jesus Christ, no, we may not view it as a crime today, but I'm going to tell you something today. It's wrong when we do that. Number one, the crime. Number two, the crime of Judas. Watch this, the character. The character of Judas. I began to study Judas a lot this week. A lot. And his character is very interesting. On the outside, Judas definitely looked the part. Anywhere the disciples was, there was Judas. Are you hearing me? His character today. To this world, his character was impeccable. To the disciples, his character and the trust for him was above everyone. Why? He was the treasure. Judas was the keeper of the money. None of the disciples questioned anything about Judas. Matter of fact, whenever Jesus, here in chapter number 26, whenever Jesus says this, one of you will betray me, none of the disciples said, it's Judas. it's Judas. 18 years of pastoring, there's been some that's betrayed me. And Brother Ted, I just laughed about it because I knew it was coming, Robert, way before it ever came. Are you with me? But if somebody was to come up and say, Brother Robert, I stabbed you in the back, I would have to strongly question that. Leslie and I was talking about Brother Robert this week, and it was a good thing. We was talking about how faithful he was and how in 18 years, almost 18 years of being here, man, he's never wobbled on the shaft. He's always been in his place. He's always been doing what he was supposed to do. Nobody thought it was Judas. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord. Lord, you know what? There's people, I believe this in all of my heart, every time we sit down in the church that sits on the chairs in the sanctuary that's lost and on the road to hell. The Bible says many's going to say it in that day. Matter of fact, the Bible, when it talks about the road to heaven, says that it's narrow and the road to hell is broad. Matter of fact, the Bible says this, that hell hath enlarged herself daily. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that's living a Judas lifestyle. For 3.5 years, Judas is right beside the Lord Jesus Christ. He's walking beside of him. He's watching every move that he makes. He's practically living with the Lord Jesus Christ. But his true character was this. He had betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask you something. What's your true character when it comes to God? Are you saved or are you a Judas? So, preacher, I'd never sell the Lord out. If you're not accepting the gift that He's giving you, you know what you're doing? You're selling Him out. You're selling Him out. But preacher, I go to church. But preacher, I help. But preacher, I do this. I teach Sunday school. I help with this. I help with that. Preacher, I gave thousands of dollars last Sunday. And preacher, if you need more, I'll give thousands more. Hear me and hear me well. None of that matters. You sitting on the church bench, does it not matter? You going to Sunday school or teaching Sunday school or standing in a choir and singing or paying the church off as far as that goes, does not matter. You must be born again. The true character of Judas, the crime of Judas, the character of Judas, I give you this in closing. The condemnation of Judas. The condemnation. I don't want to back up to that character for just a second. Just because someone says they're saved doesn't mean they're saved. Just because someone says they're saved. You say, well, preacher, you know, they told me they were saved. Can I just ask you a question? What fruit are they bearing right now? Well, preacher, you know, their life changed. They quit doping, they quit drinking, they quit doing this, and they quit doing that, and they're going to church now. People turn over a new leaf every day. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I read it here in just a second in this last point, has a form of godliness denying the power thereof. The condemnation of Judas. What is the condemnation of Judas? Well, the condemnation of Judas is this. Judas went to hell. Judas went to hell. You say, well, I don't understand why a loving God, why Savior that was willing to wash his feet. Why Savior that was willing to allow him to walk with him for 3.5 years. I don't understand why he would send him to hell. Jesus didn't send Judas to hell. God didn't send Judas to hell. Let me tell you who sent Judas to hell. Judas. And God will never send you to hell. God will never send your family to hell. You want me to tell you who will send you to hell if you die and go to hell? You'll send your own self to hell because you'll be just like Judas and decide to reject the loving Savior and decide to reject, amen, and decide to reject the blood that was shed on Calvary and Him giving His life for you. God has never sent any individual to hell. They send their own selves to hell. The only that God has ever sent to hell was the devil and his angels. God has never sent a human being to hell. You choose within yourself to die and go to hell. I wonder if though there are those who Titus 2:16 falls into. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. I thought about this, Miss Tanya, as you come, start playing softly. I thought about the life of Judas so much this week. I thought about Matthew 26 so much this week and the disappointment that Jesus went through. And I thought about Judas. Could you imagine? Judas went out. He hung himself. I want you to hear me right here. He didn't go to hell because he committed suicide. If you go to hell because you commit suicide, you can lose salvation. It's not eternal life. But hear me, it is eternal life. Amen. It is eternal life. You say, well, preacher, I'm just telling you right now, if somebody takes their own life, they're going to hell. Show me that out of the Bible. You can't. Any individual that commits suicide is not in their right mind, number one, to begin with. Something gets tripped in their mind. One of the preachers that had such a large impact on my life. Matter of fact, if you go with me over to my office, I can get one of his loose-leaf Scofield Bibles out that he preached out of for years. His name was Buster Seaton. Took his own life. He was sick mentally. He had a bipolar chemical imbalance. The medication had got messed up, and he took his own life. And you're a nut job to try to make me believe that he's in hell today because of that. The Bible is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Judas went to hell because he rejected Jesus. That's the reason he went to hell. But as he hung himself that day, as he started to take those last breaths. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he actually fell and burst open and his bowels gushed out. That's what the Bible says. So whether it's from the hanging or whether it's from that, he died that day. I wonder what the last thoughts in his mind were. I wonder if he thought about watching Jesus cast the demons out of the Gadarene maniac. I wonder if he thought about watching Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. I wonder what he thought about that day. No doubt it was on Christ. I believe that in all of my heart. For the last 3.5 years, that had been his life. What's Jesus? Then I got to thinking about this. If we was to roll back the center of the earth today and look into hell, Judas is there. And I wonder what Judas is thinking about in hell right now. You say you think he's got his mind? Absolutely, he's got his mind. Luke 16 proves that to us. You read the book of Luke, chapter number 16, and it gives us a vivid view of a place called hell and everything that's going on in hell. That rich man remembered that he had 5 brethren and they wasn't saved. He knew who Lazarus was. He knew who Father Abraham was. I believe if we could look into hell right now and we could ask Judas, Judas, what are you thinking about? I believe he would say this. one more chance. One more chance. If I just had one more chance. I believe if we could ask the rich man in hell, he would say, one more chance. If I just had one more chance. I believe if we could ask anybody in hell, they would say this, if I had one more chance to get saved. I want you to hear me this morning. You've got one more chance. You've got one more chance. You've kissed the door to heaven over and over and over. You've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ over and over and over again. And yet here you sit today. God has delivered a word from His book. You've got another chance to be saved. Are you going to kiss the door to heaven and walk out of here and go to hell? So, preacher, you're just trying to get me to doubt my salvation. You can't make me doubt my salvation. I know that I'm saved. I know I've done what this book right here said do, and if I die and go to hell, this book's wrong. But I'm not. I'm not. I'm glad it's settled in here. Are you saved? Brent was a good feller. I'm going to miss him. But he assured me last Sunday as I sat beside his bed. Matter of fact, it was the last long conversation that about any of us was able to have with him. It was right after that. He got sick. They took him to the hospice house. Monday morning, within 15 minutes, he was in the heaven. He was gone. I'm going to tell you something. I looked at that family yesterday, and here's what I said. I can't bring him back to me. But I can go to Him. I can go to Him today. Why? Because I'm saved. Are you saved? Father, as we